In 15, 20 minutes, I want to share with you very quickly on what I titled, Atone for Astonishing Victory. Atoned for Astonishing Victory. Let's go to the word of the Lord. Luke chapter 5 now. Luke chapter 5. Okay, so let's read from verse 1 and let's see where Holy Spirit permits us to stop. Please open your Bible. Open your Bible, everyone. Open your Bible. This is the word you are going with into the second half of the year. Open your Bible. Hello, Oga. Go and sit properly and open your Bible. Thank you. Everybody, get your Bible. Get your Bible. Get your Bible and open it. Get your writing material and write. You must not get to the second half empty. See, when you get into it empty, no word, then that's the beginning of struggle. We are stepping into the second half of the year, midnight tonight. Are you getting me? You must get into it with direction, with understanding, with certain word of the Lord. Luke chapter 5, I read from verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And Simon Peter saw him. He fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, from a sinful man, O Lord. And he was astonished, and all that were with him, they were astonished at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. Let me stop there. Okay, let me read verse 10. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and followed them. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. Atoned for astonishing victory. Christ is our atonement. Christ Jesus is our atonement. By his stripe, by his bruise, on the cross, he finished our atonement. He paid the price, and only Christ could have done that. So let me quickly give you a few definitions about atonement. To atone is to do something right, to make up for something wrong, a form of compensation for something bad, to suffer the penalty of sins, thereby removing the effect of sin from repentant sinner. Please take note of that. From repentant sinner. And allowing that sinner to be reconciled with God. And I tell us that only Jesus could have done that for us. In the Old Testament, There were all kinds of things that used to do atonement. Blood of ram, blood of goat, blood of this, blood of that. But until the blood of Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, was shed, there is nothing else that could pay for our atonement. Let's see Galatians chapter 1, verse 4 very quickly. Media, can you quickly give me Galatians 1, 4? Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. Who gave himself for our sin, that he might deliver us from this evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. He gave himself. He gave himself. He became sin for us. That's our atonement. And we were atoned for astonishing victory. Christ's atonement is for man's astonishing victory. Please write it down. Christ's atonement paid the price for man's astonishing victory. So when you and I were atoned, it's not just for our salvation alone. It's for our total deliverance from sin, from suffering, from power of hell. Our atonement was total, from adversity. Christ, as our atonement, paid the full price for our deliverance. So Christ's atonement is for man's astonishing victory. So let's see, what do we mean by astonishment or astonish? It means surprise, amazement. To be amazed, astound, flabbergasted, surprised, confounded, staggered, statue, stunned, dazed, dumbfounded. All these are what can be described as to be astonished. So Peter had this encounter with Jesus. Before he met Jesus, he has used his expertise. He was an expert fisherman. He had partners. They brainstormed. They've done their best. Are you following me, please? And all through, they got no results. They labored, but no results. They tried all their best, but no results. They must have tried different methods. Himself must have called his partner and said, okay, can we try this new method? Can we try that method? Yet, no results. The Bible says, they were washing their net. Oh boy, we don't try. I'm tired. They were washing their net. Maybe other time. They don't know what to do again. They were giving up. At that moment, Jesus came to their rescue. I'd like to announce to somebody, maybe you have labored in the first half. You have jumped up and down. You have tried all manners of effort, tried to do this business. It didn't work. Tried to travel out. You were disappointed. Tried to get married. Something didn't work out. Tried to get admission. Something did not just fine. You were disappointed. You had issues with your health. Your marriage did not go well as you planned, even though your partner is a child of God. But you can't just explain why things did not go well in your marriage. You can't just explain why things are not going well with your children, with your family, with your business.
You are praying. You are serving God. You are fasting. But things are not going well.
I'd like to announce to you, the way Jesus singled out the sheep of Peter, today, Jesus is singling out your boat.
You know, so surprised. He saw two sheep, but he could discover.
This is Peter's own. Listen, somebody. Jesus knows you. He knows what you are going through. He knows the situation with you. He knows it. He knows it. And I tell you, he knows it all.
He knows it all. Listen, because Jesus has not come, answer has not come, the miracle has not manifested. That is why you are trying to do many things and you are trying to tell him. He knows already.
And I like to tell you, he has come for you. You know what they told Bartimaeus is that, stop crying. He's calling you. Somebody today, Jesus is calling. Jesus has come. He has come for you. So let's see what happened when he came for Peter. At the end of the day, Peter was astonished. Look at verse 9 again. For he was astonished. He said to Jesus, I'm a sinner. I don't deserve this. Listen, somebody again. What you don't deserve, by the mercy of God, in the second half of the year, you are going to have it. Mercy will bring it to you. Mercy and grace will make it happen for you. You will look at yourself. Sir, I don't deserve this. Sir, Adura mi otu eleyi. Can I pray for you? Miracle ti Adura e otu, you will have it. Miracle ti fasting and prayer e otu, it will be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. But how did he happen to Peter? Let me quickly show us. Number one, don't give up. They were washing their nets, but thank God, they've not totally packed up. I'd like to announce to somebody, where you have failed, you are going back to succeed. I like to tell our people, whenever I give them assignment, don't come back to me with impossibility. Don't try. Don't come back. Don't come back. Don't tell me it's not possible. Don't tell me. Because there is nothing called impossible. With our God, there's nothing called impossible. Listen, somebody, where you have failed, go back. You have written exams several times. You have failed. Listen, go and take the form again. And this time around, you are succeeding. Because the word of the Lord is going ahead of you. In that business, you have failed before. You are going back. You thought it is over. But I tell you, you are going back. I am just telling you the word of the Lord. You are going back. Because lion turn for no animal. It doesn't turn. Why should you? When God is asking you to go, nothing should make you turn. So don't wash your nets. If you are going to have your net worth increase, don't wash your nets. Should I repeat that? If you are going to have increase in your net worth, don't wash your nets. Don't wash your nets. Don't wash your nets. Let me tell you two things I saw. I see a network, a new network, a new connection that will bring increase in your net worth. Listen, you can't continue with the same relationship and you have better testimony to tell. You can't. God is giving you a new connection. A new connection. And that will take me to the next point. Number two, networking. You need a network. You need a network. Are you writing down this word? It's a prophetic word. It's an instruction. You need a network to better your net worth. I don't know. I just keep hearing that word. That word. Net worth. Net worth. Net worth. Net worth. Net worth. Can I pray for somebody here? As many that God has been ringing your name in their ear, they will not rest until they do you the goodness of the Lord. Oh, you do hear me? I say, as many who are hearing your name in their ear to bless you, to help you, I say in the name of Jesus, they will not rest until they do that which God has commanded them to do for you. In the name of Jesus. God is giving you a new network. A new network. A new network. That was what Peter had. He had an encounter. He had a new network first with Jesus. Listen, you need a network with Jesus. How do you do that? Don't just come to church. You need a network with him. And I'll quickly show you how to do that. Listen, till tomorrow, God is in need. He said, I seek for a man. Praise God. God is in need. He's always doing something on high. But he can't come down to do it himself. He's looking for a man to do what he wants to do. And if you can position yourself to say, hi, Lord, I am here to do what you want to do, you are networking with God. In soul winning, you can network with God. In soul winning, you can network. You can say, Father, with my profession, with my business, I will make it a point of contact for soul winning. First for soul winning. First for soul winning. That's networking. But you can't do that except you have a relationship with him. When we are talking about networking, we are talking about relationship. Network is two or more people coming together for a common goal. For a common goal. So you are not in networking with the Lord. You are not just having Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You are becoming friends. He can talk to you like God talking to Abraham and say, listen, there is something I'm about doing. I'm going, I'm on my way to Sodom. There is something I want to do there. But you know, I'm a merciful God. I just need somebody to stand in the gap for the people. And Abraham did not just take that word of God as an information. He knew God is doing something and he needed a man who can intercede for that land. And say, Father, don't destroy them. That's networking with God. Imagine one man, sir, standing for entire nation. One man standing for entire nation. That's networking. Listen, you can stand for God on behalf of your family. You can stand for God. I mean, stand with God on behalf of your siblings who are yet to be saved. If you are the one saved alone, that's not a good salvation. Is somebody listening? That's not a good salvation. You can stand for your boss. You can stand for your landlord. You can stand for our nation. Listen, Nigeria need people who can stand for her. Let's come out of this murmuring. Let's stand for our nation. Let's go on our knees every day and say, Father, have mercy on our nation. Deliver our nation. Let's pray for our leaders. At least, all our abuse, all our whatever we are saying is not working, Abi. They didn't hear, Abi. Then pray for them. That is networking with God. So Peter said to, Jesus looked at Peter and said, excuse me, can I use your boat?
And Peter said, okay, you can have it. Don't forget, Peter was a frustrated man. He just finished laboring, cutting nothing. Amen? So at that moment, Jesus said, can I borrow your... Excuse me, that is not an easy time to give out what you have. The same thing you have used to labor and labor, it didn't work for you. Can you imagine you just fix your car that has troubled you? And then somebody now say, hey, Joshua, the Yawa Moto, you will look at Velo or Gashem or Cotens or Hashem Moyetimoti, no sorry, Moto Isha. Are you getting me? That's not a time to give out what you have. But you see, at that moment, Peter said, okay, you can have it. Then Jesus pushed further. He said, hello, hello, don't go, don't go. Can you help me to push it? You know, if it were you and me, Peter would have, you know, we would have like, hello, I'll borrow you the thing. Push yourself. If you can't push it, leave me. And you know what? Peter pushed. Working with Jesus, and he make Jesus so comfortable to do his ministry. Networking with Jesus is making the ministry, the kingdom of God, established on earth. That is networking with Jesus. So one of the things you must do correctly this second half as we go in is to network with Jesus. Network with Jesus. Of course, you know the end of the story. As Peter networked with Jesus, then it brought about increase in his net worth. He had a net breaking cut, a boat sinking. Can you imagine? Two ships could not contain what they caught. Listen, somebody, as you network with Jesus, get ready for an increase in your net worth. How is going to happen? The way Peter cannot explain, you will not be able to explain. You won't. You won't. Still on network, networking? Then network among the brethren, among the children of God. Network. Praise God. Let God himself give you certain strategic destiny connected relationship. Are you getting me? Listen, everyone, to this. You don't need many people to succeed. You only need destiny enhanced relationship to succeed. Pray for it. And when God gives you one, be sensitive to and do it well. Let me go to point number 3 and then 4 and then I leave here. Act on God's word. After Jesus finished preaching, then verse 4, Jesus told him, launch to the deep. Launch to the deep. That your net you have washed, pick it again. Launch to the deep again. And Peter said, we have done this all night. At the best time, we have done it. You know, every business has a season. The best time to catch fish is at night, Abby. They have done that at night. It doesn't work. So this is money. Jesus said, do it out of season. Listen, when God visits you, every season becomes your season. At the visit of God. Every season become your season. Whatever the visit, I mean the time of life, then that time when God visits you, it becomes your season. At old age, God visited Elizabeth, and that became her season. The second half of 2024, that is your season. That is your season. That is your season. That is your season. For increase in net worth, for increase in net worth, for increase in net worth, for increase in net worth. I don't know if somebody is speaking this. 2024 second half. That is your season, your ordained season for increase in net worth. As you network with Jesus, 2024 second half, that is your season for increase in net worth. As you network with the kingdom of God. So, what do? You act on God's word. You don't have to do everything. Do as you are commanded. So, one thing you have to seek for is, what is God saying? What do I do? What is the word saying? Are you listening to me? What is the word saying? The word said, yes, this is out of season, but go back. So this month, as your pastor, as we step into the second half of the year, as I bring you the word of the Lord, don't say, pastor, but walking shame time with you. My friend, that is the word of the Lord. You better run with it. You better run with it. And look at what happened. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. A professional is talking to a non-professional. Sir, I know you are not a fisherman, sir. You don't understand fishing. But at thy word, you are the word. So at thy word, I pocket my professionalism. Listen, as you go to the second half of the year, you need to pocket your intellectualism. You need to pocket your professionalism. Somebody, you need to pocket your pride. You need to pocket your age. You need to pocket things you know and has not gotten for you what you need and your miracle. And you need to run by divine instruction. At thy word. So look at what happened at the word of God. And when they had done this, somebody say with me, and when they had done this, and when they had done this, look at what happened. They enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their nets break. Again, somebody, I see concerning you, increasing your net worth. Net breaking cut. Increase in a way you cannot explain. Astonishment in all areas of your life. That is what I see happening to you in the name of Jesus. And finally, after the Lord has done this, forsake all, follow him. After God has blessed you, don't follow the blessing. Follow the God who bless you. Amen. You know, a man can get to a point you are so blessed, then you begin to expand in your business. And then the time that you are already given to serve God, your business is demanding for it. And then you are telling yourself, I think it is wisdom to take care of this company and this business. No. After God has blessed you, don't follow the blessing. Follow God. Who bless you? Listen, if God bless you with riches and you end up following the riches, you won't catch up with the riches. Eventually, you will lose it. Because the Bible says, riches has wings. Riches has wings. It flies away, sir. So when God bless you with riches, please, don't follow the riches. Don't follow money. Don't run after it. If God didn't bring it to you, you can't get it. Some people will say, forget God factor. Yeah, I did it myself. My friend, if God did not give you that life and the strength to do it, will you have done it? Some people will say, forget God about this. Forget God. Don't bring God. So if you take God out, what is left? So, follow God who bless you. Don't forsake him. And then he will bless you more. You know, the Bible says, Peter and the rest, they left all. You will think that's foolishness. That's not foolishness. You can't follow God and goodness and mercy will not follow you. Follow him and goodness and mercy will follow you. Please stand to your feet. In the second half of this year, lead us to a wealthy place. Lead us by your word to things you will want us to do. Teach us to network with you and lead us into that increase and enlargement that will make us to become astonishment to all who hears our story. Fight our battles. Give us victory. Whoever bless us, bless them. Whoever curse us, curse them. Let every knee bow. Let sickness disappear. Let there be healings. Let there be deliverance. Let there be conception. Let there be miracle. Let there be favor. Let there be salvation. Let there be signs and wonder. I declare everyone who gathered against you, against me, against us, they will fall for our sake. Every plan of death and attacks concerning you, your household, this mandate, they will fail. Enemy will be frustrated concerning you. And you and I will go from victory to victory. At the end of this year, we will have abundant testimonies. Thank you, Abba Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed.